They're still recommending it's used, though, for high risk. Is that something it's simple to determine or not?
There are some populations that are at higher risk of a hepatitis B, especially in the newborn population, most notably if the child's mother is a chronic carrier of the virus. But hepatitis experts have noted that there are lots of ways in which this virus can be transmitted in the first few years of life. And the idea of using this time-tested, safe and effective vaccine at the earliest opportunity provides the best protection against those exposures that can be something that a child could suffer with both immediately and for the rest of their lives. So it's not as easy as it sounds, despite thinking about this high-risk idea as an alternative.
Is this an illustration of the debate between individual freedom and the desire for, and it never sounds very attractive when you say it like this, but we know what it means, herd immunity. In other words, the more people get vaccinated, the less the risk to everybody as a whole.
On the one hand, that it is, but it's always worth remembering that while much of the United States debate around vaccines relates to the mandates that exist often at the school level and are controlled by states, that's not what's being discussed here. These are only recommendations. Now, they're influential recommendations, to be sure, but they're just recommendations for the best practices, for what the evidence suggests, for how the hepatitis B vaccine and increasingly other vaccines could be used. But I think you're right that even that idea of the federal public health infrastructure trying to actively encourage parents and healthcare providers to use vaccines, even that has been tied up in this broader debate about individual rights and parental freedom and these broader anxieties around vaccine safety that are so pervasive in our federal health administration.